Crude oil prices rose sharply today after the Energy Department reported a drop in U.S. stockpiles. The report comes 1 week after OPEC announced plans to reduce crude oil production quotas. Saudi Arabia led that effort to rein in oil production, despite U.S. gasoline prices that are already at record highs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
There are several theories why Saudi Arabia pushed to reduce production quotas at a time when American motorists are already grumbling about gas prices. Some see it as a warning shot from the Saudi government over what the Saudis may see as less than respectful treatment from the Bush administration. Retired diplomat Alan Kieswetter says if the Saudis wanted to make things easier for President Bush, they could have moved in the opposite direction and promised to keep the oil flowing freely.
I suspect that there may be political reasons, and some of them could be the fact that the Saudis would just like to show us that they have political muscle and economic muscle, too.
The Bush administration has been careful not to exert any overt pressure on the Saudis. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham declared earlier this year that the U.S. would not go around the world begging for oil. But Richard Murphy, a former ambassador to Saudi Arabia, doesn't think the Saudis are sending a political message. He thinks while the September 11th attack soured public opinion towards the Saudis, official relations have remained relatively steady.
Obviously, any president is going to want credit for maintaining low energy prices. But there seems to be a realization you've got to approach this issue rather carefully and not be too public in demanding that countries, including Saudi Arabia, which are so heavily dependent on oil production for their national revenues, that we don't appear to be shoving them around too hard, too forcefully at this point in time.
The Saudi government may also be thinking of its own economic needs. The population of Saudi Arabia has doubled in the last 25 years, and with oil prices stagnant for much of that period, per capita income has slumped by 75% or more. At today's higher oil prices, the Saudi government is running a surplus, and the economy is growing at its fastest rate in two decades. At the same time, Murphy says, the Saudis don't want oil prices to climb too high, or they risk scaring off their customers. He notes that in the past, the Saudis ramped up oil production in order to offset shortfalls in Venezuela and Iraq.
They do believe in a stable market. They tried riding the market to heights in the early 70s, and then they saw the market collapse, and they saw their plans for economic development go glimmering. They decided then, almost 30 years back, that they never again wanted to be too greedy on prices.
Some analysts say the Saudis' new hardline stance has less to do with politics or internal economics than with a new assessment of what the market will bear. Demand for oil has continued to grow, especially in China and the United States. Energy consultant and Middle East Institute scholar Herman Franzen says so long as that's the case, OPEC's warning shot is likely to remain just that.
Now, the production cut so far is only a cut on paper. Very few people believe that they will cut production, much as they have said they will.
If the higher price of crude oil holds up for the next few months, Franzen says, the Saudis may have succeeded in raising the bar for good. Even though gasoline prices have climbed 30 cents a gallon since the first of the year, they're well below their peak after adjustments for inflation. And a report from the Energy Department today shows demand for gasoline continues to grow. Government analysts suggest real prices might have to climb significantly higher before American drivers begin to curb their appetite. Scott Horsley, NPR News.